You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And voila, just like that, I made it Thursday for you. You're welcome.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, I did it for everybody.
Yeah, you're the best.
It is 6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Trump says, we're real close. We're so close to a nuke deal with Iran. That's great news as he continues to just win on top of win, bringing in all kinds of money and investments, and hopefully expand the Abraham Accords. All of these things are going on. Closer to home in the state of Florida, the governor is just about to sign off on it, I do believe, which this is part of the Florida Farm Bill that we've talked to the Florida Ag Commissioner about, Wilton Simpson, and it is eliminating added fluoride from our water. Now, our water, some of our water has fluoride in it anyway, naturally occurring. Mm-hmm. And folks like GRU add to it. Not much, though. According to Ed Belarsky, the CEO, they just add a very little bit. I mean, the total output is like $25,000 to $30,000 worth of fluoride a year. That's really bare. It is a small amount.
It's like 0.7 parts per million.
Total,
between
right?
the combo, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 0.3 out of the ground and 0.4 they add or something like that. So it's not a lot.
Now, to be fair and to be honest, I don't know about all the health ramifications. I know that there are people that are pretty passionate that it's just simply not good for you. Mm-hmm. Now, this doesn't have to be a contradiction. Here's the deal. Is fluoride good for developing teeth? I think most information would say yes. It makes the tooth a little bit stronger, and it hopefully prevents or at least gives the tooth a better chance against a cavity forming.
Right.
Now, can that be true and fluoride also maybe not be so great for you? Absolutely. To me, and again, I'm no expert in any way on this, but if you have a topical way to apply fluoride to your teeth, especially developing teeth for kids, that's a good thing. If you want to go down that path,
like toothpaste,
but
or a rinse or something like that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So as a parent, you have a choice. Well, if you believe that fluoride is good for your teeth, but you don't want to swallow it,
right.
That's why the rinse is good. That's mm-hmm. why the toothpaste is good. Yes, will some get in to your body? Of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, the most of it, if you're spitting it out versus, you know, if you're trying to drink 8 glasses of water a day
right.
that has some fluoride in it, you're worried about the cumulative effect maybe over a period of 30 years. I don't know. But I just say, you know, yeah, why are we paying to put extra stuff in the water? You know, it'd be hard for people to take the fluoride out. Like, oh, how do I get this out of there?
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier to say, okay, it's not in there. And then should you decide to add it, you certainly can do that. And I as science advances, you know, again, who's going to do a study that fluoride is bad if the American Dental Association is all for it? You've got toothpaste companies. I mean, who's gonna really pay for a study to mm-hmm. say it's bad? That's part of the problem, is right. funding studies.
Yeah.
Your funding usually comes from the people that are the beneficiary of said product.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. And so my take...
You mean like sugar versus whatever?
Fat?
That whole thing, yeah.
Yeah. Sugar has a big lobby. Fat? They don't have a lobby.
You know, they really don't.
No, the fat lobby.
No, they don't.
Well, that guy, that governor from Chicago would be the best guy to be the head of it.
Pritzker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fat lobby. Anyway, so Governor DeSantis is probably going to sign that, and that'll be part of the mm-hmm. big farm bill, and that's a good thing. So we'll get rolling with that. Somebody had texted me and asked if we were going to discuss it on the air. I mean, yeah. We are. 877-975-9825 if you want to weigh in on it. But I think that I think I have it right. When I say topically, especially for children, it can be a good thing. I think in your system as an adult, coming in quantities of, you know, every bit of water you drink mm-hmm. will have some in it. I think maybe might not be good for your health.
Now, I don't know the answer to this. I'm just tossing it out there to ask, and I can probably Google it, or somebody just may know. You know, like, for instance, in a lot of communities, we deal with the chlorine, and it tastes awful. And we have a filter at some point, sometimes on the one you use for tap or cooking or that kind of thing. I wonder if any of the filtering, because that is such a minute amount, when we're talking about the fluoride, does that take any of that out, I wonder? I've never thought about that until this exact moment, which is why I've done no homework or research on it at all.
Well, I mean, the idea behind adding the chlorine is to kill any sort of bacteria or parasites that may be found in the water. But yes, do they use maybe more than they should? I don't know. I'm not an expert in that. And then what's the cumulative effect of all that? It can't be great. Mm-hmm. But we do know that it can be removed from your water.
Yeah, the reverse, since I'm actually looking for it now, the reverse osmosis systems, they will. And if you're distilling the water, that can take the fluoride out. So, and there are some filters that can also absorb fluoride, but they've got some limitations on how much they can get out.
Huh.
So there you go.
Did you say reverse osmosis?
Yes.
That's great. Say it backwards now.
Oh, osmosis reverses?
Not bad. Mm. I'll take that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not the answer I was looking for, mm-hmm. but because you delivered the answer quick.
So I get credit for the delivery, even if the answer
was wrong. At least you had something there.
Right.
As we learned in radio many years ago, just keep that needle moving.
Yes, no dead air.
Yes. Volume units, just keep pumping them out,
yes.
even if it's nonsense.
What? Well, duh.
Well, that'll never happen here, but I'm just saying, for instance. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, I don't see the controversy. I think that everybody should be happy. And if dentists think that it's better that you have it, then recommend that to your patients. And I know some of them don't. Some people don't go to a dentist or can't afford it. And then I also know that, you know, if you have children, mm-hmm. not everybody has a regimentation of bringing their children to the dentist. I mean.
But that's kind of on
really
them.
You really got
to. To be blunt.
Try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It, because it has underlying health issues, too, know of now.
Yes.
Not just making that smile pretty.
No.
It's connected.
To the heart?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the heart of the matter.
I think we did.
Okay. Good job, everybody. What's up with Trump and SCOTUS and birthrights? We'll dig into that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, in podcast form, you can download it wherever you normally get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, or the Odyssey app. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Through the advancements in AI, we bring you the perfect radio show. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:20. No, the intelligence here, not only is it not artificial, there's just not a whole lot of it. I think it's the safest place really to be.
No, we do what we, do what we can with what we got.
Yeah. You know. We are not fluoride for your brain.
No.
We are not. But we're not sugar either.
No. So okay. While we can't keep it from decaying, we're probably not going to cause it either.
What is it? Do no harm.
Yes.
It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we just talked about this the other day, and that's why I made the reference to AI. You see how everything's connected now, and now we're more sensitive to it, maybe. Like you have a conversation with a friend, and then all of a sudden, you see a news article, and it's something you never talked about before. Why is it on my feed? Yes, it is AI. Yes, it is going to happen more and more frequently. And we were talking about the Clinton Foundation and the whole idea of pay for play. And everybody remembers that, right? In other words, you know, boy, you can get to the head of the line if you make a little donation here. And I believe they had like one office. You entered the Clinton Foundation, made your deposit, basically, and then walked next door, yeah. Right? I mean, across the hall,
right.
And then you're at the Secretary of State's office. Mm. That's how it was.
Pretty much.
So no, it couldn't be more obvious. Well, guess what? Hillary Clinton, kettle, you know, talking to the pot,
oh, no.
Accusing Trump of pay for play over Gutter's luxury jet gift.
Well, what do you always say? Whatever they're doing, whoever they are, that's what they're accusing somebody else of.
Well, and you think about it. When Hillary says, she posts this on X, no one gives someone a $400 million jet for free without expecting anything in return. Well, you know what? When it comes from somebody who thinks exactly like that. I mean, she, in her world, of course you would want something in return.
Sure.
She dealt in that business, basically.
I mean, she was the brains behind that whole, I mean, going back to when he was governor of Arkansas, she was kind of the brains behind the manipulation and the machine that became the Clintons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Clinton's post comes after sources familiar with the proposed arrangement told ABC News that the Trump administration reportedly is in talks to accept the luxury jet, which will initially be transferred to the United States Air Force. Prior to Trump leaving office in 2029, ownership of the luxury jet, which has been described as a flying palace, will be transferred over to the Trump Presidential Library Foundation. Now, look, I don't think, if you're looking at optics, I don't think it looks good. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Does Trump owe them anything in return for that? No. No, not necessarily. But has Gutter spent lots of money trying to influence influencers in the U.S., lawmakers, etc.? Apparently they have. Apparently they have. So whether the influence is like quid pro quo, like right in, like I want this and I'm giving you that, I don't think that anybody thinks it's that way. They might say otherwise, but thinks it's that way. But it's like in the back of your mind. If the stuff hits the fans, it, you know, in the Middle East and things start to break down there, is that going to cause you to twitch, to hesitate, and what kind of action you would take or how you would take it? Could it have an impact in a situation like that?
And question for you then, from a standpoint of pay per play, can't even talk this morning. The fact that they're making this so transparent, headline, it's a beautiful jet, you'd be stupid not to take it. I mean, does that change the scenario when you're not trying to hide anything here? Usually if you're getting something, there's a little thing going on under the table or whatever, usually you're not trying to let that come to light.
This is not for a man who grew up like in the Bronx and has never been in an airplane before.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
He recognizes the value of a beautiful jet because he owns one.
Mm-hmm.
So when the left tries to make it appear that Trump wants his own plane, again, that's absurd. He has his own plane.
Yeah.
And he has no reason to want to keep that after being in office, and he won't. And I don't believe that he could. I don't think that he can. If he transfers ownership over to the Air Force and then the agreement is it'll be transferred to, you know, the Presidential Library Foundation, then that, as far as being transparent, I don't think it gets any more transparent than that. Mm-hmm. It addresses all the issues. But just on the surface, to give the lefty, remember, the lefties just need something. They need some fodder. Yeah. And they put out their little memes and they put out their disinformation to all their friends. And they, you know, he's taking, what's the new one? He's accepting a jet that was paid for by the same money that was used to, like, kill Americans.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
That's the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Talk about oversimplify an issue so that the brains of the lefties can be fed their nonsense. Well, I guess I don't know how effective it is, but you already see it going around. But for Hillary Clinton, for Hillary of all people, she's the one person in this pay-for-play statement that she makes. She is the one person that should zip at the pie hole for sure. That's, I mean, I guess they...
Do they think people are stupid, or are they just oblivious?
No, I think they think people are mostly stupid.
Yeah.
That's where you get into that elitist mentality where you say, I must be a leader. I must tell people what to do. I must guide them, help them, because left to their own devices, they're just a bunch of dumb dirt farmers.
Yeah. I mean, the Swalwell effect, you know. Sleeping with a Chinese spy, but yet trying to accuse people of all kinds of things.
You know, there's a lot of Democrats, I mean, policy-wise, I don't probably care for any of them, but he has a special place.
Oh, yes, he does.
Because there's just something about him. Uh-huh. Just him, Swalwell, Eric Swalwell we're talking about, just looking at him, I want to punch him. And then knowing what he did, you know, I dislike him even more.
Uh-huh.
And then, on top of it, he thinks he's some kind of hammer pounding on the Republicans.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he literally is like, I don't know, showing his ugly backside.
And he's a piece of work.
He is.
Yes.
He is things we can't describe fully on the radio.
And besides, it's about breakfast time for some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, we got to get to the Trump SCOTUS birthright issue. We'll dig into that coming up. Good morning and welcome. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trump just crushing it on his peace and prosperity tour through the Middle East. And you got to love it. And everybody does love it except those with Trump derangement syndrome. It is 6:38. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Saturday I'm hosting an event. I'd love you to join me. Have some fun and, well, participate in eating mouthwatering delicious barbecue from our friends at Sweet Meats Butcher Shop, locally owned barbecue champions. They're going to have whole hog there and sides, and you know the food is going to be excellent. This Saturday, it goes on from 11 to 4 at Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Live music from Brantford Highway, games and prizes and fun for the whole family. Proceeds benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So get out to Gainesville Harley-Davidson. We'll have a good time for good cause. While you're there, you might want to check out the new 2025 lineup, including the brand new Nightster, starting at only $99.99.
Cool name.
Yeah.
I like that.
So There's always lots of pretty shiny things to look at.
Oh, yeah.
To dream about and maybe to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And but in the meantime, we will all enjoy some delicious barbecue hog.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Hogs and hogs.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's, you know,
kind it's of good
a
concept.
Kind of a concept there.
It's a winning concept.
I like it.
All right, the White House, let's see, what's going on here? The White House announced Wednesday the U.S. and Qatar, trying to think of a, that is probably one country to think that at least five different ways it's been pronounced.
And actually, they say if you say it in a true Arabic way, there's not even...
Oh, it's like this.
You're actually closer than you realize. There's sounds that we don't use in America.
God, no, help me, Greg. I'm choking.
Oh, I thought you were trying to pronounce something.
Heimlich. I was trying to pronounce Heimlich.
Oh. I've always called it Qatar. It was George H.W. who just kind of called it Qatar. Yeah. You know, kind of thing. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, here's the bottom line, though. They've reached an agreement. We've reached an agreement. Generate at least $1.2 trillion in economic exchange. Trump signed the deal in Doha during the second leg of his Middle East trip this week, departing Saudi Arabia earlier in the day. And this is another big deal. In addition to the agreement, document states U.S. and Qatar companies have come to terms on economic deals equaling $243.5 billion. This is just, you know... Qatar Airways, $96 billion agreement with Boeing, GE Aerospace, to buy as many as 210 American-made Boeing 787 Dreamliner and 777X aircraft powered by GE Aerospace engines. This is a record-breaking order for Boeing. So,
wow, that's huge.
Yes, absolutely it is. And the hits just keep on coming. And, you know, the president is winning. It's so different than the Obama... You know, forgive me tour.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember you went around the Middle East? Sorry, America was wrong about everything.
Everything, yeah.
Please forgive us and bowing down and kissing rings and all that. No, that's mm-hmm. not how it should work. That's not how it works under a President Trump. One of the toughest challenges, in my opinion, when it comes to draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., really starts and in many ways kind of ends with the intelligence community. If you've got people within your intelligence community working against the president or against your country, undermining what we're attempting to do and getting done because they have an agenda, that makes life very, very difficult for folks that are actually on the up and up and want America to do well.
Mm-hmm.
This, according to Revolver, President Trump's acting director of national intelligence is doing what no one else has dared, taking a flamethrower to one of the most rotten corners of the intel swamp, the National Intelligence Council. And it's not starting slow. Tulsi Gabbard just cut loose two very entrenched deep staters with long resumes of shadowy sabotage. Mike Collins and his longtime sidekick, Maria Langen Rykoff. These two weren't just paper pushers. They were embedded, highly connected operatives who ran in all the usual anti-Trump circles. They played key roles in shaping the phony Russian disinformation narrative about Hunter Biden's laptop and pushed it through the media and intel world like a pair of highly skilled surgeons. That lie gave cover to big tech censors and helped tip an election. So, yeah, this move matters. Mike and Maria are your everyday D.C. elitist, anonymous to the public, but powerful behind the scenes. These are the exact kind of faceless bureaucrats who smile for committee headshots while pulling strings from the shadows. That's why their ouster is such a massive win for the America First movement and a key step toward putting control of our national security back into the hands of decent American First people. And if you needed proof that Tulsi's cleanup job is rattling the regime to its core, look no further than John Brennan, the former CIA director and relic of the weaponized intel class. The moment he heard about the firings, Brennan had a full-blown on-air tantrum. Mm. Yeah, he was absolutely blowing a gasket. This whole thing just makes me livid. They're saying he was really having a meltdown. Credit where it's due, Tulsi Gabbard deserves some serious applause. She's done more to drain the intelligence swamp than most Republican appointees have done in their entire careers. But this is just the start. The Trump administration knows that rooting out these swampy operatives isn't optional. It's critical to the American First mission. Plenty of more swampers, just like Collins and Langenreichoff, quickly steering the ship off course from inside the machine. And as for the bloated John Brennan, the louder he screams, the more we know we're heading into the right direction. Totally agree with that. His public meltdown is music to our ears. It's the sound of panic from a regime that just lost two of its own and knows its back is against the wall. Love it. Keep on rocking it. Keep on crushing it, Tulsi. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and we've got a lot more to talk about, including, you apply laws and murder rates drop. Wow. Shocking.
Wow.
I guess to some lefty weirdos it is, but the details are coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. You get the Bob Rose Show on podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Like when we talk to Gun Owners of America's Luis Valdez. He's coming up at 8:05. Second Amendment issues at play.
Oh, yeah.
In some of these committees that are trying to put things together for this big, beautiful bill they're talking about. Are they doing enough for freedom and for gun rights? We'll talk about that with him coming up in a little bit. I can tell you this. This Saturday, dedication of military services flag display going on. This is the Eagle Scout Project of Nicholas Eggers from Marion County Boy Scout Troop 72. The dedication ceremony will be followed by the formal presentation of Eagle Scout designation by local dignitaries, leaders of the Boy Scouts of America, and that is this Saturday, 9 a.m. in the display plaza there. So, good things happening. Scouting is still, they're hanging in there, and to become an Eagle Scout is an awesome achievement.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
All right, what else do we have going on? Trump says we're very close to a nuke deal with Iran. That'll be very, very interesting. You know, you can imagine that's going to be pretty complex, but you know, if he can get something done and it's real, that's the problem. If it's real, that would be another huge thing. The Abraham Accords, you know what this is basically, Israel's right to exist as a state being recognized by Arab nations like it was in his last term by Saudi Arabia, for instance. Now he's expanding that. He's trying to get Syria on board. And what did he do to sweeten the deal for them? Of course, he says, if you join this, then you know, we'll remove sanctions against you. And basically, they've been sanctioned one form or another, I think, since 1979, possibly.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
It's the Peace and Prosperity Tour. That's what I'm calling it. I don't know if it's been labeled that, but that's what it is. And he's trying to explain to people that, you see, peace and prosperity are tied together. Unlike the mentality of many of those who have governed us through the years, that, you know, prosperity comes through war. Prosperity for them, maybe, right? The war machine. So this is He's telling it like it is. Peace in the Middle East would be so beneficial to everyone in that area and would lead to greater prosperity. Yes, if you're already an oil-rich nation, that's fine. But there are other nations that are not, and they're poor. And whatever money they do have seems like, you know, they never get a chance to really rebuild. They never get a stabilized government. They're always, you know, in some sort of a civil war or an outright war. That could change. It could change. What else do we have going on? Locally, or at least statewide, but local implications, they're going to stop adding fluoride in our water. And this is something that Governor DeSantis is going to sign off on today in Miami, I believe. And to me, I'll just put it simply, from what little knowledge I have of it, the topical use of fluoride probably has great benefits, especially for developing teeth. To have it already in your water so that you are consuming it and over a period of years, I understand there's some studies that show there are health ramifications. So to be on the safe side, if you want to add fluoride or give your kids some topical fluoride type treatment or whatever, the toothpaste, you know, that's up to you as a parent. And but for the rest of us, we won't be consuming something that not everybody agrees is good for you. That's a pretty, to me, it's pretty basic and simple. And I'm glad that the governor is going to sign off on this. Although, if I'm being honest, I don't feel like personally it's some kind of life-changing thing. I mean, for one reason, I drink well water. And
right.
So, you know, I've really not had that in my water for a while. All right. U.S. engineers have discovered mysterious, undocumented communication devices lurking in some Chinese-made solar power inverters and batteries. This, according to Reuters. So when there is people who are suspect of a free plane from the country of gutter, one of the concerns is, yeah, is this thing loaded up with bugs, quote-unquote?
Sure, yeah.
The rogue components provide additional undocumented communication channels that could allow firewalls to be circumvented remotely with potentially catastrophic consequences, according to Reuters sources. We'll dig into this a little bit deeper coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's going to be a great Thursday. Welcome, 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.